Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Welcome back. And on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, I'm keen to hear from you. And there's a WhatsApp from People Matter. This is a WhatsApp. It says, greetings from Uganda in East Africa. And we say, welcome, sir. Welcome, sister. Welcome, brother. And says, thanks indeed. It's an honor to have you. Welcome. Welcome to Pretoria. Welcome to the show. All the way in East Africa, in Uganda. Thank you so much. We really appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Paul Wilkinson says, greetings to you, Pastor Ray, and the ministers sharing on the platform tonight. What a powerful topic you are covering tonight. So very crucial when it comes to our daily walk with God. May God continue to bless you and your family daily. Paul, may the Father continue to grace you with His mercy and goodness, His protection and shelter, you and your family, every day. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate. All right. And, of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let me read this one. It's from Pume. Pume says, Holy Spirit, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. Hello there, hi. Sawubona.
Moro tata, kunjani?
Yes, siyaphila, kunjani talu?
Ngikhona tata, ndibulisa studio tata nomama apho.
Awuzeke, awuzeke.
No tata, uyazi indaba yemoya engcwele, ne? Ayiyonto Marie, ayona efumaneka emhlabeni. Ngesuke zibini emhlabeni.
Yeah.
UKristu xa wayezulwini esize emhlabeni, wayengumoya. And then uMaria wamitha engumoya waba yinyama. So umoya nguThixo ngumoya ubawo
nazo
Father.
Yeah,
nguye ngumoya, and then umoya wesibini nguKristu ngoba yena wayengumdali yonke ithi kuma Ephesians yonke yenzeki yadalwa yayidalwa nguye idalelwa yena.
Yeah,
right. So uKristu nguyistari, yabona imovie nemovie ne-starring sayo, ngu-starring banibani, kutshiwo igama lakhe.
Okay.
UKristu nguyi-starring sayo yonke le nto, ngoba nokuthi azogxotha umoya omdala, ugxothe kanjani, kwafuneka azofa. Ngibalele engavuma ukufa, ashiye ubutyebi bakowabo, abashiye i-riches zikatatakhe, azofa. And afela abantu abangenandaba naye, ngoba utshilo ngowakho umlomo uba ehlabathini wathi efikile abamqonda ubunguthixo abamfuna. So uKristu ke ngoku yena ungumdibanisi womoya, ungumdibanisi kabawo, ungumdibanisi wendalo ngokwakhe.
Yeah.
Umoya kaThixo ke ungumoya onjani othobileyo. Ungumoya oxolo, ungumoya wokuthobeka. Kufuneka uthobeke xa ufuna umoya engcwele, ungabi ngakrhatshi. So ezicaweni ngoku into enzekayo into yoba xa sekushunyayelwa, kushunyayelwa for imali, kushunyayelwa ubicawa mayigcwale, kushumayela ibicawe mayibe negama, ibe yicawe kabantwana endingazuyibiza, uyandazi le ingayifuniyo yasemoria. Ngoku ingxaki into yoba abantu funa babele kuThixo, bayeke ukukhohliswa ngabantu ngomoya, ngoba umoya ubetha kabuhlungu. Kunento abangayiqondiyo ngomoya, umoya wabetha uSawule esiya eDamascus, wambetha umoya engcwele, wabuza uthi ndithini, uthi ungubani wena Nkosi, uthi Nkosi kodwa kamazi ukuthi unguThixo, uthi Nkosi kanjani, uthi Nkosi because uyayifeel ipain. So umoya engcwele nomoya kaThixo nomoya kaKristu, kuThixo bawo, kuThixo umoya, kuThixo umoya engcwele. Ngicela uvule nje incwadi yowami.
Yeah,
ngicela uvule incwadi uSalm 45 uverse 8 noverse 9 qha, uverse 7 verse 8 verse 9 ithi uThixo ukunike indawo, ukunika ubukhosi, ngoba awukwazi ukuyinyamezela into embi. Ungakwazi ukuyinyamezela into embi, ukukhethe ngoba umoya engcwele kwembathe, uKristu wembathe ngumoya engcwele kwaesizubile engakafiki emhlabeni. Ndiyabulela ke Nkosi yami.
Inkosi ikubusise kakhulu, sir. Siyabonga.
Nkosi tata.
Awuzeke. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this, the person of the Holy Spirit. Makam so kulumi langiti.
Yes.
Hey, Utuli. Ah, no, Utuli. Ukuluma nabantwana lapha nabona manje ngimutile la ngoba ubusy akhuluma la ngabe uyakhwehlela ngabe uyakhukithi makamu yaguga madoda. Ah, unkosi yami. Hey, hey, hey. Sikakhohlela kanje. Hey, hey, hey.
Angugu mrodi, angikagugu.
Hayi fanele ngizojima, fanele ngizojima nawe. Hayi, 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 angekukhwehlele kanje. Anyway, Apostle, let me bring this to you therefore. Now, I said to Umfundisi Makamu that he is also known as the Spirit of Truth. Yeah. You know, and he dwells in us. Now, in Romans chapter 8, verses 9, he is the one who removes us from the domain of the flesh. Check it out. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of Yahuwah dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of the Christ, if he does not have the spirit of the Christ, Yahuwah, he is not his. So, when he dwells in us, we are no longer in the flesh.
Come on.
He sets us now in the spirit. It is us who masquerade because of our evil tastes at times.
Yep.
And we tap out of the Spirit of the Father by grieving him. And I'm saying this because you spoke on two occasions about, you know, warning us not to grieve him. And I think it's an apostolic prophetic warning that you gave us of grieving the Holy Spirit. And now what we see now is that when he dwells in us, we become sanctified. We are no longer in the flesh. We are no longer of the flesh. Now we belong to him. We are in the spirit. It is him who sets us into that stature of sanctification. Apostle, what comes to mind? Hallelujah.
Yeah, Alamashiach. Like, man, can you go back to last week, to the previous weekend already, the Passover weekend? Yeah, definitely more halalelang, water sanctifier. He purifies us. He enables us to walk in the ways of the Lord. He enables us to uphold the scriptures and to not only, you know, it's one thing to know the scriptures, but it's a whole new ball game to live according to the scriptures. And also the Holy Spirit enables us, you know, that when we read when we read the Word of God, it becomes alive, you know. But also I want to bring another element, you know, the Holy Spirit is also our helper, you know. John 14:26, him being our helper. I had a situation shortly after the Passover weekend, immediately, like on a Monday. I had a situation, I was like really, really put in a tight corner. And I was pressurized to make a particular decision. And so obviously, when you're pressurized to make a particular decision, also I was a little bit confused. I didn't know. I was like, Lord, we're just coming out from a wonderful weekend. So what I then did, I just consulted one or two people, you know, asking for godly counsel regarding the matter that I was facing. But then when they responded, I couldn't hear the godly counsel. All I heard was voices and noises. So that even escalated my situation. You know, I even became more confused. But like there's this one that I called and I said, and that was Tuesday. I'm like, hey, I'm confronted with this situation and I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. And he said, you know what? Just pause and just allow the Holy Spirit even in this matter.
Oh, yes.
To help you decide.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, man.
Oh, yes.
How come I forgot all about this?
Eish. You know? And Eish.
Literally, and immediately, first of all, I just took time and I prayed. And after praying, and I had to pause and just meditated and waited on the Holy Spirit to drop an answer. And he did. Immediately there was peace, and he said, this is the way you should go.
Eish.
And I picked that call, and I called this individual because I needed to give a feedback to somebody. I needed to give somebody an answer. And you know, as Moyo Halang is a helper, he cannot help you when you exclude him from your affairs.
Absolutely. He respects your choice.
You know, there's things that we think Moyo Halang can handle this. This needs human intellect. This needs your connection. But Moyo Halalelang, he wants to be involved in our daily activities. And he wants to also assist us, even in terms of decision-making. And, you know, after the Holy Spirit helped me and gave me an answer to the situation, I'm like, Lord, may you help me always to remember that I can never be confronted by any situation that you will not be able to assist me when I ask you for help. And as leaders, it is always important to remember that. For in order for us to lead the people of God, and also I want also to add, the Bible says he will guide us into all truth. You know, so as we need the guidance, he steps in to guide us and direct us into all truth. That I've observed these days that what the hell is going on here? Hey. God deliver us from evil, you know. So if somebody is how people get things twisted. So and when people backslide, they have inquiry from the Holy Spirit, that the people who are at the verge of backslide, who have backslided, it gives them comfort. Oh, okay, even Nalana in the Moyinwele, but you cannot mix Moyinwele with into Zintanka. No, but what am I saying, Uguti? Umoyinwele wants to be involved in our daily activities, day-to-day activities, as a minor or isn't as major, he's able like that. He's a helper. He wants to make things easy for us. That you shouldn't even bear.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to, or I will walk alongside you as a companion.
Yes.
A companion is supposed to just stick closer to you than any other person.
Yeah.
He's a companion, but if we keep looking at him as an it, that he's an it, he's a force, we will not be able to see him as a helper who wants to every day when you wake up, Atipamla, bring me your hand. Let's walk together. I wanna be your companion. I wanna stick closer to you. I wanna be your helper. Ramana, we are confronted by things every day as the body of Christ. That needs the Holy Spirit to give us counsel. That needs the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom. And if we don't inquire of him, we will continue to make our decisions that will come back and bite us. And there's something I wanted to also highlight earlier on. I said I'll bring it on during the course of the show. There was somebody, he had problem with his business. Things are not going, you know. Begaluza ma contract left, right, and center. So ha ta mona uta ato kupake mo rapelle so that the business can be restored. But ha ta momo halalena open my eyes so that I can tell him, Joe, bona, if you pursue the things that you're pursuing that were working in the past season, they're not going to work for you in this season. You will keep losing. Mm. But this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He wants to guide you into a different business venture. Allow him to do that. That guy left my house unhappy. Because, you know, we have already made up our mind where the things must go according to this plan. It's a set structure, you know. The order is put there, and then we even have our diaries, or this must happen this way, and then we don't give room for the Holy Spirit. Even Naguma services were too.
Mm.
And you know, just before I just pause, you know, Tabayadi service, I go kerekeing, ne?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, hey, on that's even very critical, or include the more halal. You can look at the Alama Checha, never to the kind of people that come to our churches. It was a theology, and not allow the Holy Spirit to teach you all truth, we will miss out on what God wants to do through us and on what God wants to do for his people. Abantu bethu will come to the church but dry and go back home as biltongs, because we don't allow the Holy Spirit to also breathe on them through us. So may the Lord help us. Masibuya futhi, there's something that I also want to highlight as something that happened through the leading and the help of the Holy Spirit, that ordinarily speaking, you know, but I just saw the power of the Holy Spirit as at work as a helper. Because remember, he has a will and will and want to enable us to walk in the will of the Father. You know, when you read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, it is, but all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he wills. So the Holy Spirit only a will. And if he has a will, when he tries to articulate and communicate his will to you, then you also have a right to either obey the will of the Father or disobey the will of the Holy Spirit. So the ball is in our court at the end of the day. I'm going to leave it here, and then as we continue, I'm going to share something for me that really hit me hard, that made me realize that really there's always a price to pay if we neglect Umoyenuel, if we neglect his help, and if we neglect his promptings and his leading.
Sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate, Apostle. And we are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. Who is he? Who is the Holy Spirit? Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. How long have you heard about him being spoken about in your own service, in your own ministry, in your own place where you fellowship? I want to know. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Babangane.
Mbongu koshi tuba, ngibingelele mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nezambeli zakho ke estudio nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi The Spirit Man, umuntu kamoya. Kunomuntu kamoya nomuntu wenyama. Hebrew word for spirit is neshama. Greek word is pneuma. The spirit man refers to the inner spiritual part of a person that connects with God, where the Holy Spirit dwells, guiding and empowering believers. Let's start with the creation of human beings in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. It continues, but I will skip verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The word man refers to all mankind. It also includes women. That's why a man, a woman, is a man with a womb. A female is a man who carries a fetus. Adam was made alive by the breath of God. We are made spiritually alive by the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. The image of God is an internal spirit. God is a spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. Unkulunkulu ungumoya. Abakhuleka kuye bafanele ukukhuleka ngomoya nangeqiniso. The human spirit was damaged in the fall. When Adam sinned, his ability to fellowship with God was broken. He did not die physically that day, but he died spiritually. God will impart knowledge to us or instruct us. God guides us through our spirits. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
When the Bible speaks of the heart, it is speaking of the spirit, which is the real man. Paul calls man's spirit the hidden man of the heart. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. A spiritual man seeks God with all his heart and understands the deep truth, and the Holy Spirit reveals to him. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. The spirit man is the part of a person that can receive and understand spiritual truth, discern God's will, and experience God's presence. The natural man is not in a relationship with God and cannot understand spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Or can he know them? Because they are spiritually discerned. Humans are made up of a spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit was breathed into the first disciples, John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The spiritual man is a child of God. Being born again, the Holy Spirit dwells inside him. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. We are made spiritually alive by the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Our relationship with Christ activates our spirits and renews us day by day. When the body of man dies, goes in the grave, the spirit lives on. The believers in Christ don't die, they sleep. Acts chapter 7, verse 60. Yeah. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. We nurture our spirit through the word, prayer, and worship. Then we grow in righteousness. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. We really appreciate. Let me just state the topic again. We are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? What does the word say with regards to him? Who is the Holy Spirit? And what does the word say with regards to him? You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. 0826572729. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly via the telephone line in the studio. It's 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Bongi Morapedi.
Blessed evening, Murute Ray.
Hi, Bongi.
Pastor Makamu and Apostle Pumula. The Holy Spirit, Yaka, Pastor Murute Makamu and Abuha was there in the beginning.
All right, hold it there a bit so that I can fix the volume of your WhatsApp, Mebongi. Let's take a call in the meantime. Hello there, hi.
Pastor Wame.
Mfundisi Wame, na.
Kanimambo, Pastor.
Kanimambo, Mfundisi Wame, na.
Jangoma baibeki ina befundisi.
Ya.
Umoyo ngalungu nkulungu.
Nazoge.
Usamson, kate nae lungkulungu moyo ngalungu.
Ya.
Kwaba nengamano khona ngala kuma Gibhithe abakhwenya nabakhe uSamson.
Hey madoda.
Wabe sewuyabaleka uSamson wasuka lapho uhamba ohlala emhumeni.
Nakhoka.
AmaFilista akwata aphuma khona ngala ahamba yangale kuEgaza ngale.
Mm.
Afuna uSamson.
Mm.
Uthola uSamson labo ndabandaba labo nzunzana bahamba balandisa uSamson ngala bekhona bamazi ukuthi kuphi. Babuya naye bamtatele ngendirima mfundi ngintentambo mfundi senkulu bamophile.
Hey madod.
Wafika bathi mfitsha kumafulisa la mfundi.
Mm.
Ithi iBhayibheli yantambo leya mfundisi yashale yantambo leya.
Mm.
USamson waphuma lapha wabulala lamafilista wonke mfundi.
Hey madod.
Ngomnyaka ka 1988 ngoba ngaba nengabano nabanye ngalekho ngoku mfundisi.
Mm.
Ngikhamana nonkosikazi wesigebengu esisatshwa lapha eKapa Mali mdambo ngolo. Ken Glenville lapha mfundisi.
Yeah.
Bayise saba namaphoyisa angale bayise saba ngoba kudala kwaku divided la ekuhlaleni la kwakunama cooperative anyana la yemibuso.
Mm.
Kune Gaza. Kune libuwa.
Yeah.
Manje, amaphoyisa libuwa, umasishi nikhumana nambani yombopho bayesaba mfundisi.
Bayasaba.
Amaphoyisa, anesibhamu nomfana uyabulalana loyo.
Mm.
But endona, njengoba sewenze kanje ufile, wena uzokubulala lo mfana.
Mm.
Umfana athi umbulayeni, umthangana lipoti.
Yeah.
Kithi umbulaya.
Mm.
Sathi sisenkonzweni mfundisi. Ubaba umoya ngolo wafika kimi mfundisi lapha sinda phela kade umunye umuntu usukile sinda lapha Paul Peter simile lapha sonke la kwakho ngabona umuntu emile lapha ningazabi ngizokulwela hayi ukuthi ngani le Christmas leyo umvoko bagwazwa lapha abantu bebafuna ukungibulala khona lapha emdambo ngolo ngapha
hey madod
nalesigebe ngisagwazwa mfundisi emfundisi.
Hey madod.
Ithumbu layo wale kude le mfundisi le.
Hey.
Esifamu saqala salathela ngazi sathatha amaphozo waze kanjani.
Mm.
Wafa kwaba umaye khona ngale bafile mfundisi. Umoya engcwele unguNkulunkulu mfundisi.
Ngempela.
Uhlela kithina. Kunenkinga encane nje le umoya kaNkulunkulu ungathayi kithina mfundisi.
Mm.
Ngenxa yezono mfundisi.
Eish, Nkosi yami.
Ngenxa yokungathethelelwanga mfundisi.
Mm.
Ngenxa yokungaphendukanga mfundisi.
Hey man.
Kanimambo pastor.
Sho, kanimambo mfundisi amina.
Kanimambo mfundisi.
Sho, sho, that's a powerful story there. And yeah, like I said, I want to fine tune and volume up what Bongi Morapedi was saying. I have done that, and let us start it and see if it can go higher and higher. I have done that. Mebonge.
Blessed evening, yeah. Murute Ray.
Yes.
Pastor Makamu and Apostle Pumla.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, yaka Pastor Ntate Murudi Makamu Ane Abuha was there in the beginning.
Yeah.
When God was creating, he was there in the creation. Ele Pate as only the Godhead, the God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Again, go Luke chapter 3, verse 21-22. He descended upon Jesus' head when he was praying after being baptized. We are not told what Jesus said, and whatever Jesus was praying about made the Holy Spirit to descend upon his head, So he does appear, he does come to us when we pray. Moya o halalela. Go 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Like we are not given the spirit of timidity. So we are given the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. We are enabled. Hasika botlhale ba rona gore re kgone go share lentse la modimo go rapela ke mo yo halalelang a re khontsa yaka dibuiso tsotlhe dintsi di bua. We are empowered, we are encouraged to get the Holy Spirit uri fa le sebete sa go ema re paka ka ena. And then go 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. The writers of the Bibles were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. Biblically, the prophets, whatever they said, they didn't understand. They were led by the Spirit to prophesy, to speak about the future, telling us what's going to happen in future. Le bone bibele e re ba ne ba gakhamala gore dilo tse ba di buang di tloetse galaleng, and then it was not about them. So the Holy Spirit is the helper, the advocate, and he is here on Jesus capacity. Wa re emela moya o halalelang
ka nnete
ka leboga bagolo.
Wow,
may you be blessed ka di topics se re di utlwang le ga sometimes re sa khone go tsena ya le boga bagolo ga ke sa bui ka be ke utloletse mara bagolo. Thank you
Bongi, we really appreciate. May the Father do you good. And Bongi also says via WhatsApp, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the word. He helps us to pray and also pray for us with words that cannot be uttered. And then Nontlantla says, good morning, Bafundis and Apostle. May you please touch on how one can truly experience him. Where should one be positioned to know it is him now? Because we oftentimes confuse it's him when it's us acting and sometimes my desires. How does he communicate? How clear is the communication? Nontanta, that's a very good question. And if you can check, only the word can really articulate with regards to that. And we will read the word and the word will show us how. Just bear with us as we go on.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Kananelo Totetsi says, listening attentively. Great show. We give the Father all the glory, Kananelo. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. It is him who teaches us. You and I together, we are taught by him. Thank you so much for that.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Waruna.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit listeners. Good evening, Apostle Phumla Mfenye and Muruti Makamo. The Holy Spirit, Pastor Ray, God the Father in heaven, utlohile kwa lehodimong a tla mona mo lefatsheng as the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He died for our sin on the cross. He was crucified. Again, you haradibitla, but after 3 days, he rose again. And how to wa haradibitla akopoka elhodimon, but we say harishir lebang orishiale the Holy Spirit. So in simple, the Holy Spirit is the third person of Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. According to the word of God in John chapter 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit is our helper. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 9 to 11. And the Holy Spirit plays a role in the lives of a believer. Our teacher, it teaches us, it guides us in our direction. The Holy Spirit, it empowers for the services and the ministries, and it convicts of sins. And then hape re a bona the Holy Spirit as baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, for example, speaking in tongues according to the word of God in Acts chapter 1. And then hape when we read the word of God in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, it bears fruits in the lives of the believers, fruit of the Spirit, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. I thank you all and have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a chat, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And I have dialed your phone by mistake there. Don't be perturbed. We've dialed your phone by mistake there. All right. Now, you can talk to us. We still have some time. Who is the person of the Holy Spirit? And I was saying this because Babongani is talking about the spirit man, but we basically are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't differ that much. But we want to know who is the Holy Spirit and what your experiences with regards to him have been. And Nonchantla is asking those questions and saying, how will I know it is him? And then I said to Umfundisi Makam, he is the Spirit of Truth. And I said, no one can articulate the truth of the Father in the context of the Father without the Holy Spirit. And he will tell you and you will know him. You will know him deep from within. But you see, now we have had many people saying, it's the Spirit, it's the Spirit, it's the Spirit, it's the Spirit. Check who are they talking about, because there are many spirits. Now, in order for you to be able to know who he is, you need to have what we call a spirit of discernment. The word says, test every spirit if it is from the Father. You know, may the Father give you, you know, a discerning heart so that you'll be able to see those who are imposing and the Spirit of Truth indeed. Now, the things that we say in the word, they basically speak with regards to the Spirit of the Father. All right, now, I want to come into the aspect of the Spirit. And when you look into... when you look into Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I'm bringing this to you. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's see what this means. Luke 11:13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Aha, now we start to see. He is the Holy Spirit who has been given to us by Christ now. All right. When you look into Luke 24, verses 49, behold, I send the promise of my Father. He's also known as the Holy Spirit. The promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. It is him who fills us with power to do the works of the Father. Mfundis?
Yeah, Mfundis, as I said, Gutna, the Holy Spirit, Baba, Kobolwake, we are seeing this is into. Yeah, no, Baba. Benza Tanda for Uguti, twice Usisila Pana for no quaza about the Holy Spirit. Maga Cape, the Kuna Lapakufundi Swakona, my tanks of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Mofik and Jenkin and Koshakin and Down, just saying, Picky Sakale on Tolela, because they made a mistake, Gutina Batai. Sinomuntu la simphakamisini asibingele la kathi bazwile baloko bathi na repeat after me sandala bashaya skarabo cha hayibo kathi umoya ungcwele umsebenzi wawo umuphi uma sekume umagamu lapha sekafundisa ama thanks of the Holy Spirit. You understand? We have to understand. So ngizama nje ukuxwayisa usisi. So the Holy Spirit umfundisi wami uye asenzisa izinto. We have to understand the Lapana ku Acts chapter 2:4. Itina, everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and they began speaking in other languages as he gave ability. He's the one who gives ability to the people. But akakuniki ability umangaba awumseshi awumfuni because akakwazi ukuzi impose kuwe. I will see la dictatorship kingdom lawa esinawo ukuthi na uma ungafuni uzoyenza ngenkani akwenzeki kuye uma ungafuni uyaphuma kuwe ahambe nawe njalo kayithulela kubuka athi inkosi yami I want to unika nini chance ukuthi ngimsize lo muntu. Understand? So base uma ngaba awufuni uyayithulela but uma umfuna the moment umfuna uqala ukumfuna uyatholakala. Just give yourself enough time, sit down and uyakhuluma lo muntu akhulume kuwe akutshela into ekhona and unamehlo wokubona ngoba uwumuntu uyabona i-distance uyabona even njengoba mina ngihlele la eFosolo Rasi uyabona emaphutu ukuthi kwenza kanani antshele mina ukuthi kwenza kanani right now because he is the person. You understand? He is the omnipresent, he is the omniscient. You understand? So lapana ku John chapter 16:7 it is the advocate. Lapana ku verse 13, it is the spirit of truth. Lapana ku chapter 14:17, he is the Holy Spirit. Ku verse 26, representative, advocate, teacher, and the reminder. Uyakhumbuzana futhi. Akakukhumbuzi into ongayifundanga. You must start, then ufunde. Mina ngafela e-learners. Kona like good about 4 times.
Masinyani makam, skatsambile.
Yep.
Yo, wafika
ngendaba yokuthi ngithi hayi ngiyathandaza nzo. No. Funda. Ngithenga funda, ngifika ngawufika wangikhumbuza ngabhala ngapasa.
Alright.
Understand? So umoya ungcele he is God himself. and we must search for him. Simfuna ngokweqiniso, uma simfuna ngokweqiniso, then ke naye azoza kithi ngeqiniso, aphile kithi, asihambise, asidrive ngendlela yena afuna ngayo, and we must allow ukuthi sidrive even nasenkonzweni, siyeke le ndaba yokuthi nasi sidrive inkonzo ngeprogram yelesiyibhale ephepheni, but sike sinikeze yena isikhathi ayenze umsebenzi wakhe kuyeke lo mlolozelo.
Alright, I hear you. All right, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Okay, of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1300. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Please, man, come on. There are people who are advertising their events, but who will read it? You know, Billy Pinar, you must send it right at the at Radio Pulpit, but not on the show. You must send it to the Radio Pulpit reception, you know, during office hours, so that they be able to put this and do it in their announcements, you know. But if you put it like this, no one will read it. That's a sad part of it. No one will read it if you put it like this. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, Apostle, let me come back to you. Now, when we speak of the person of the Holy Spirit again, amongst other things, this is what we also know concerning him. I'm looking at Judges chapter 3, verses 10. It says, the spirit of the Elohim came upon him, and he judged Israel. This is Othniel, ne? He judged Israel. He went out to war, and Elohim delivered Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim. His hand prevailed. Exactly the thing ebeyikhulunywa umfundisi uMuhamba about how the Father, by his Spirit, is able to make us to conquer the wars that are facing us. Apostle, what say you there? He gives us victory,
yeah,
eh?
No. That's amazing. I mean, go also as well to the whole story of Samson.
Mm.
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon him to enable him to overpower and overcome his enemies.
Yeah.
So hence, initially, I said, Muruti, we are shooting ourselves from the foot because that part that is supposed to enable us to win victories, because we are in perpetual warfare as Banaba Mudimu. And some of these warfares, we need to acknowledge we have a helper. Mohalalan is there to help us in whatever that we are facing, in whatever battle, there are battles that we are confronted with that are beyond us. We don't know how on earth am I going to come out of this one. But there is the Holy Spirit who is able to help us overcome, you know, who's able to make us walk and live in victory. The only thing we need to do is to acknowledge that he is there, and we need to continue to fellowship with him, because when we fellowship with him, there's a bond that gets created. And when we fellowship with him, then there's a friendship as well that gets created. And when that bond is created, you know that without him, you cannot do anything. You know without him, you cannot advance. You cannot experience victory. You cannot overcome. You cannot get help. You cannot be comforted, because he also comforts us. Even after we have been through serious battles and we're tired, there are people who will try to comfort us, but there's no one who can comfort you better than the Holy Spirit. When you're coming from a heated, overwhelming battle, you know, let's keep faith to do that, to comfort us.
Absolutely.
And strengthen us. He's also supposed to give us strength after a serious battle. He's supposed to give us strength to move on, to carry on to the next battle, because it's all about battle after battle. But the Holy Spirit is there to give us strength and to comfort us after every battle that he has won on our behalf, only if we allow him to do so as our helper.
Only if we allow him to do so as our helper, then victory is ours. We also know him as the Spirit of victory. You know, he fights our battles. He takes care of us at all times. For this, Makam, let me come to you, therefore, in your final analysis, when we speak of the person of the Holy Spirit. Let me do a bit of Gail Shelley Israel. The message is 7 minutes long, and we only have 4 minutes. Let me try and rush it and do it.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and all the men and women of God on the panel.
Thank you.
I greet you in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Pastor Ray, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, according to Genesis 8, verse 10 to 12, it says he waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again. But this time it did not return to him. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. The Holy Spirit is likened to a dove. You know, when the Holy Spirit also descended on the shoulder of Jesus when Jesus was baptized. So when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, you got to be baptized also in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit come and reside within you. And according to this scripture in Genesis 8, 10 to 12, it talks about, you know, the Holy Spirit was released. Noah released the dove as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit today is like an ozone layer around the earth, convicting the world of sin. And the Holy Spirit is our divine teacher. He's a teacher. He gives us divine revelation of the Word of God, you know, open our understanding. And the Holy Spirit is our helper. Is anything, where there's anything that we need assistance with, that is maybe when we face difficulty and so on, he's our counselor. When we don't have the answers, he brings the answers when we speak to him, when we inquire of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the person, he's got a personality. And the Holy Spirit is the one that also is our advocate. When we find ourselves in a trial, accusations and so on, he will provide for us vindication when we do ask him. And the Holy Spirit also, in Malachi 3:2, it says, but he who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like the launderer's soap. That indicates the purification of our beings. The launderer's soap is the oil, the fresh oil. It come and purify us, sanctify us, consecrate us. And the Holy Spirit is the third person of the triune being. He's God himself. He is a doer. When God released something from his throne, the Holy Spirit is the one that bring it into manifestation or into existence. The Holy Spirit in Matthew 28, 19 to 20, he is God. He is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's got his own personality, and he is the one that leads us into all truth. There is nothing that the Holy Spirit doesn't know what God executes to him. He brings forth what God instructs him, and he brings it in full truth. He is the one that gives truth to every mankind. And it's very imperative or important, Pastor Ray, for every believer to have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because today, you know, people, and the Holy Spirit is the one that will give glory to Jesus. You know, when a person, so for instance, in a church, when a person falls under power or the power of the Holy Ghost, but so they are operating and mostly, you know, walking in fear. They put the Holy Spirit aside and they concentrate on Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the one that will glorify Jesus. It's very seldom when you hear people speak, oh, the Holy Spirit revealed to me this, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that, but they don't have evidence of what the Holy Spirit has done.
Until
they engage, then fulfillment will come in their lives. I thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you
God
so much.
God bless you.
Thank you, man.
Toda Rabah.
Toda Rabah. And of course, Funis Makam, you have 30 seconds, man. What do you say finally?
Ekugcineni mfundisi ngithanda ukuthi na Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, ithi ningamcishi umoya. Ningamcishi umoya noma ngaba ukwateka kanani or kwenzakalani ungamcishi umoya. Ekugcineni ngithi udumo lonke nenkazimulo yonke neyibongo zonke zinge zakhe uNkulunkulu. You must live and rule this earth. Ungowakho umhlaba. Let us obey him.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue. And this is one of the issues that we need to look into. Are we the holy vessels that we are supposed to be? And the vessels that we claim to be? We will be touching on that next week. I trust the Father will do you good. Apostle, thank you so much. Grace and peace to you.
Thank you, and to all our wonderful listeners. There's been a great show indeed. Looking forward again to another show next
Hallelujah.
Week. Same time, same place. Shalom, shalom.
Tuda, Rabah. And of course, also, thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu. Amen, amen. We'll see you. We'll see you. Saturday, Hantati. Yeah.
Saturday, Baba, and Zabang go game prampore ame nkulu.
Unga kotu kama makamu. Makamu ukame.
Nzabasin fage iwiki.
Makamu ukame.
Okay.
Pass my regards at home, sir. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the WhatsApp. Thank you for listening to the show. We give him all the majesty and the honor. He continues to teach us by his Holy Spirit at all times. And from me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda! Rabah!
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.